Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
So not seeing yourself in the books you read can be a divisive question in religion, if it's a holy book we're talking about. But if you don't see yourself in the books in school, it bears on the quality of education, or can. Latino students are having some trouble finding themselves in the books available in U.S. public schools. Now, little Arthur may not be white. What kind of an animal is Arthur? I've never been able to figure that out. The kids in the series Dragon Tales may be Hispanic. And, of course, there's always Dora. But where are Latino students to find themselves in the books that are typically offered in classrooms in the United States? This is an issue that Motoko Rich has written about and our partner, the New York Times. Motoko is an education reporter for the Times, and she has an article on this in today's paper. Motoko Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How big of an issue is this for parents and for kids and really for teachers who are trying to motivate their students?
Well, I think it is a pretty large issue, particularly for this very crucial period when kids are sort of transitioning from reading picture books and learning how to sound out words and really getting into the period when they're reading fluently, reading on their own, and transitioning to bigger chapter books. So there's this space between second and fourth grade when kids are reading what we call sort of introductory chapter books. And if you look at the ones that are commonly read by kids, certainly the fiction books, and as you rightly point out, books that are about human characters, most of the main protagonists are white. And so given that the demographics of the country have changed so much, and now nearly a quarter of students in public schools are now Latino and Hispanic, the fact that so few of these books reflect Latino characters or authors, kind of it's quite striking, especially when you visit a classroom, as I did in Philadelphia, where three quarters of the kids are Latino.
And potentially this is a real developmental issue, because as you go from, first of all, kids see the world around them. And, you know, if they're African-American, they see a community with certain faces. Latinos see certain faces. If picture books reflect that to a certain extent, suddenly when they go into the non-picture chapter books and their imagination clashes really with what they're reading, given the contrast with the world outside, I mean, that is tension and sort of cognitive dissonance that teachers have to deal with in the classroom.
Absolutely. And but for Latino students in particular, many of them are speaking Spanish at home, and then they come into the school where they're having this English environment. So there's already a dissonance between home and school. And so there are studies that show, I cite in the story, that Latino students, although they come to school as socially developed as their peers, they tend to be behind in both oral and reading skills. And so they might need a little extra push. Now, that being said, the research on the connection between seeing yourself in a book or having familiar characters or circumstances or family environments portrayed in books and your ability to learn to read, the research is very sketchy on that. But a lot of people talk about that it's about how you connect to books, and that there is a lot of research that shows that being motivated to read, enjoying to read, will make you read more.
Right. Well, it's great that you point out the research really makes a distinction between the cognitive issues regarding seeing yourself and the motivational issues. How have the publishing industry dealt with this in the past with other groups, and how do they plan to deal with this now?
Well, I think it's a pretty slow process. I think there are a lot of small presses that are trying to push more diverse literature out there, but it's sort of a problem in that I think the mainstream houses are not able to see as much of it. When I talk to editors and publishers, they say, well, that we're just not receiving that many submissions. When I talk to authors, they talk about how, well, you know, I was writing for 20 years before I was quote-unquote discovered. So I think it's a complicated issue, and also people who do the buying for schools and libraries may not be aware of what's out there. But that being said, there isn't that much available for teachers and students to choose from.
And that disparity will continue. Motoko Rich, education reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.